This is the Maggie Dawn Show. My name is Jim Santel, sitting in for Maggie on this November 11th. It is Veterans Day, as we are observing here at Civic Media throughout the broadcast stations in Wisconsin and beyond. A point of personal privilege here as well to recognize the ways in which I have benefited from and reveled in the presence of veterans in my own life. When I was growing up, my father, who is himself a veteran of World War II, brought me on a routine basis to the grounds of the VA hospital, the grounds at Wood, Wisconsin, the now the Clement J. Zablocki Hospital in West Allis, Wisconsin, West Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He was, for many of the professional years of his career, one of the assistant hospital administrators there. And so I grew up in many ways thinking a lot about the role that veterans play, not only at the Veterans Hospital there, which continues to be one of the major veterans hospitals of the Department of Veterans Affairs nationwide, but also a place where we have recognized on Memorial Day and also on Veterans Day those veterans who have lost their lives in service to America and other nations around the world. Growing up in that place, visiting my father at the VA hospital on those grounds for the ceremonies, for the events that recognize the important role that veterans play in our national experience, impressed upon me the significance of not only Veterans Day, but the continuing every single day contributions that veterans make and the obligation, of course, represented by that hospital and the other tremendous services that can be provided to this day by the Department of Veterans Affairs. The importance of recognizing and continuing to support our veterans and early investment in me and my sensitivity to the role of veterans in our history and our contemporary lives. Reminded as well when I was an assistant U.S. attorney and then also the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, greatly honored to represent the Department of Veterans Affairs in the federal courts, principally of Eastern Wisconsin, but beyond as well, principally in civil litigation, but also representing individuals in that setting who may have been involved in litigation of various kinds, being so proud to stand up in the courts of our federal tribunals and represent not only that I'm there for the United States of America, but representing the Department of Veterans Affairs. Again, this connection to veterans. And finally, during the 2 years that I spent as a civilian working with the emerging Republic of Iraq, 2006-2008, during the war of that time, working with prisons and law enforcement, corrections officials and police officers, and most importantly, courts and judicial officers there in Baghdad, other places in the north to the south of the Iraqi nation. I was kept alive. I was kept quite literally alive by soldiers there, principally in the Army, but in all of the armed services. As we traveled from the international zone into Baghdad and into other cities to the north and to the south, my safety and security was safeguarded by people who were soldiers there for all of our military services, many of them now veterans of those, but a connection to me, once again, that I think about when we observe, as we do today, Veterans Day 2024, from my young history with my father at the VA hospital, from the time that I represented the Department of Veterans Affairs in the federal courts, and then to the time that I was serving as the rule of law coordinator and the justice attaché in Baghdad in the international zone, there at our embassy in Iraq, the important role that veterans then and now continue to play in my life. We recognize them once again here on Civic Media stations throughout the state of Wisconsin and beyond for those great contributions. And we recognize the fact, of course, as we always say, that it's because of what veterans have done that we are still able to revel in a nation and in a government that can have as its principal purpose the point of taking care of all of us. That's in our Constitution, the Take Care Clause, a commission to the president, certainly, but also to the Congress, to courts. That's the role. That's the service role that veterans play. That's the service role that government should and must play as well, regardless of the administration. That's the role that government should play, and that's what veterans have fought for. That's why their service is so very important. Among the things, of course, that presidents do is they have the specific obligation under the second article of the Constitution to do all kinds of things, a great variety of things, both domestically and, of course, in the Foreign Service, all of that as a part of the president's role as commander-in-chief, but also responsible for domestic affairs, among the things that cross both areas, both domestic matters but also international matters, are attempts by a president, and yes, by the Congress as well, to address what is undeniably a major immigration challenge that we have in this nation. Came close, not to resolving it completely, but to addressing it in major ways when a consortium of Republicans and Democrats in this Congress came together earlier this year and put together a piece of legislation that had all the votes for it in the United States Congress, the Senate, and the House, and then it failed. And because of the direction given by his own words to the members, the leadership, and those not in leadership in the Congress to not go ahead with that, we continue to wrestle with immigration issues to this day. That direction coming out from then private citizen, soon to be President Donald Trump. Along the way, many presidents, including Donald Trump in his first term, including Barack Obama, including presidents who have preceded him, and also the present president, Joe Biden, has attempted to wrestle with the immigration issue by issuing what are called executive orders. And indeed, the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, issued not so long ago a significant executive order. It's known as the Keeping Families Together. He issued that executive order just in August of this past year. We've talked a lot about it here on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. It would allow undocumented immigrants who are married to United States citizens and have been in this country, in the United States, for 10 years or more, a chance to gain a green card without leaving the country. All of that a part of this initiative. We're going to talk more about what the president attempted to do and what happened just this past week in connection with this issue about undocumented spouses and immigration in America here on The Maggie Dawn Show.